a man that's about to make his National Hockey League debut this Saturday night against the Philadelphia Flyers, Dylan Strome of the Arizona Coyotes. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't mean to pile on here, but after what Austin Matthews and Connor McDavid did last night.
Just two. You're okay with just two.
You better have something coming on Saturday night for us.
I'll try my best. I mean, still gotta figure out the lineup here, but it should be fun, and I'm looking forward to it.
Tell Tippett, but you got to say to Tips, say Tips, you know, look what Matthews and look what McDavid did. You got to give me a chance, man. Would you say that to Tips? Tippett?
I wouldn't say that to him, but hopefully I'll get my chance at some point, and I'll see what I can do. I mean, it's gonna be obviously something I've been looking forward to since I can remember, I guess. So it should be fun.
Hey Dylan, what is your feel and your approach coming into this year compared to where you were last year at this time?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a little different. I feel stronger. I feel more ready, I guess. Last year I was kind of coming in, I don't think anyone really knew what to expect out of me. I just, tried to play my game and, enjoy it and enjoy the, being an 18-year-old trying to make an NHL team. And this year is kind of more of a, going here and, I want to be here all year. It was more of a, I want to play in the NHL for the full season. And I felt I came in stronger and faster and more mature. And, I've gotten the opportunity, so far, and hopefully I can, take whatever chances I can get, going into the regular season here and run with it. And I'm looking forward to that. And it's been a good start so far.
Number three overall pick last year, Dylan Strome is with us. What was running through your head as you were watching the games last night? I'm sure you took in a little bit of the action.
Yeah, Jamie McGinn actually had some of us young guys over for dinner, so it was really nice of him. And he turned on the TV, and we kind of were just sitting by the pool, and then we kind of all saw on Twitter that Matthews scored his first goal in his first shift, and or one of his first shifts. So we kind of quickly turned it on, and before we knew it, he had three, and then his fourth goal. So it was pretty special to watch. Obviously, it was a remarkable night for a, for a good kid, and it was cool to watch, especially for the Leafs. I think four goals is obviously something first time in NHL history for a first game and first overall pick to get a debut like that is something special.
And then your buddy goes out and lights it up in Edmonton.
Yeah, I think kind of everyone expected that from him. So I mean, I don't think we're too surprised about that. But four goals for a first game is you can't even rate that.
Dylan, what type of player do you you saw what has gone on with Max Domi and the way he's stepped in? What type of player do you see yourself being down in the NHL?
Yeah, I think the game's changing so much now. I think I obviously like to be a guy that has the puck on my stick and like to create plays, but at the same time the game is like I said, it's changing so much where, you have to be so reliable defensively to even get a chance offensively and have the puck on your stick. So, I'm finding that out very fast, and I found that out in the preseason. You have to be down low in your own zone and be supportive for your wingers to even get the puck. And, you find out very quickly that if you're not in the right spot, someone on the other team is going to take advantage of it and going to get a chance. And, like I said, you got to be reliable and you got to be, responsible to even get the puck. So, that's obviously the main goal is to have the puck in your stick and create plays. And, that's what kind of player I want to be.
Is it a little more relaxing to be in Arizona with this young group of players? I mean, a lot of guys that are in the similar situation to you, a team that's on the rise, a team that looks like they've got a good nucleus of young players. Is it a little more relaxing to be with that group?
Yeah, for sure, definitely. Last year, I was one of the only the younger guys. I mean, obviously, Max and Anthony were here, but they were pretty much penciled in on the team already. So I was kind of on the island by myself, and I was trying to learn the ways from the older guys. And they were obviously really good and really nice to me, but at the same time, they are older guys, and they are experienced guys. And now this year coming in, I've got really close with a lot of the younger guys that are here, including Chychrun and Dvorak and Kraus and Dauphin, and we've all become pretty close. So it's nice to have guys like that surrounding you. So for sure, I think hopefully in the coming week or so, a lot of us are going to make our NHL debut, and I think we're all going to go through that road together. And a lot of guys would love to be in our situation. And I think you're right with the nucleus. I think, we want to be a part of that, and we want to, kind of turn this thing around here and hopefully pick up, some wins here.
There's no question that you lean on some of your veterans in that room, and Doan's still there, but you mentioned Max and Anthony and the success that they had in their first year. Is there anything that you've talked to them about specifically on what to expect, or what's the biggest change between your level and what you're now going to go into at the best league in the world?
Yeah, for sure. I actually, Max was really good to me last year. We talked several times, during the season, and obviously, he went back for four junior years, and he was just telling me, mostly last year was just, try to focus on the little things, because, when you get here, like I found out this preseason, you can't just, have a shift off. You got to play defensively responsible, every time you're on the ice. And he was telling me that last year, as fun as it is in junior to score all those points and a lot of goals, and you got to focus on the little things and not to get beat and not be scored on, because, at the same time, there's guys trying to take your job, and you want to be held accountable for your teammates, and you don't want to be that reliable guy, that defensively reliable guy on the ice that gives up the chances, and you want to be relied on by your teammates. So he helped me a lot with that last year and through this preseason for sure.
So you don't know yet whether you're going to play on Saturday?
No, I don't.
When do you think you'll find out? It'd be nice to have mom and dad there and everything.
Yeah, I know. I guess we'll see what happens. I mean,
it's obviously fly him down anyways. They could use a vacation.
Yeah.
Okay. Before
the next couple of games are in Canada, and then my fourth game happens to be against the Islanders. So if that
whoa,
if we ever get there, so look, definitely circle that one on the calendar. But we'll see what happens.
Brotherly matchup there. Who won the road hockey game this summer?
Honestly, this summer was more of a road hockey off summer. It was
what?
Weird. We didn't play that much, and I think everyone hyped it up too much last summer, so we took it a summer off.
The McLeods and the Strome take this. I'm a little disappointed in that.
Well, we played a couple times, but nothing like nothing like the summer before that.
Do you like road hockey more than you like hockey on the ice?
Depends who's playing, I guess. Yeah. Definitely.
There's rumors.
No, I don't know. It's hard to say.
Okay, we got to go, but. Congratulations on making the roster, and we look forward to your NHL debut, if not Saturday, then in the next week or so.
Good luck, man.
Thanks,
Thank
Dylan.
You very much.
Thanks, Dylan.
Good luck, Dylan.